Abundance for All, Sermon 4. And with every sermon, we start with appreciation. Take a deep breath, center yourself, feel your muscles relax, your shoulders relax, and then put your hands over your heart. And sink into a place where you can start to appreciate all the good in your life. And remember, as we hold the energy of appreciation for 17 seconds, today I heard someone say it was 16 seconds, but I say let's just do 2 minutes because we're overachieving women. Let's do 2 minutes of appreciation. As we hold that, we activate the energy of attracting that same vibration to us. And, beautifully, appreciation is the energy of receiving. So the more you appreciate, the more you will receive. Now let's take some time. Let's take this 2 minutes to just appreciate all the good, all the blessings, all the miracles, all the small things. Just push yourself to appreciate a little bit more. And now let's review some truths about abundance. Every week we do this. There is no lack or limitation. And decide that lack and limitation is no longer a part of your consciousness. Think thoughts of abundance. Affirm often and always there is more than enough. 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 There's more than enough of anything that you need. Believe that what you desire will be manifested. This is very much what we're going to talk about today. We must start believing that what we want will be manifested. Know that you create your reality in your mind before it materializes. This is where imagining and visualizing come into play. Daydreaming. And as you're thinking over your life, you decide that you will think thoughts that make you feel good. You will think about outcomes that make you feel good. You will think about things working out in your favor. No one believes that God never says, it can't be done. It's not affordable. You could never do that. You could never make it work. Only humans affirm, repeat, and project these statements. And that's what makes them real. We are that powerful. If we decide that the whole world's going to blow up and it's just going to be terrible, some version, whatever the energetic frequency is of that, is what we will create in our own little world. And so we have to decide that it can be done. I can afford it if I want to. There is always a way. I'm willing to make it work for my greater good. Be willing to circulate money. Earn, spend, and save from the energy of love and passion. Appreciate every detail of your life. Appreciation is magnetic energy. Decide that paying your bills and expenses is a pleasurable and rewarding experience. Just decide that spending money is a pleasurable and more rewarding experience. Decide that you're not going to swipe your card, make the purchase, do the thing until it feels good. And then I want you to expect to earn increasingly larger sums of money. Just expect it. Decide that plentiful savings is just a natural part of your life, that you just save. You just save. Decisions made from a place of fear and lack never lead to confidence and abundance. Wait until you feel centered to act. And I'm going to add to this, just because it's a good deal, if it doesn't feel good, then it's not a good deal for you. Intuitively know and believe you have all the resources you need at any given moment. Often we cut corners, we hold a limited belief because we think, oh, I don't have enough resources, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I don't have people to help me. But now in this moment, I'd like you to just decide and know that you always have enough resources, always. They just show up. They just show up when you need them. And most importantly, the way we started this, you must trust yourself fully and completely. Trust yourself, trust yourself, trust yourself. Okay. Today we're going to talk about state or be, the way you be. You know, I was talking about that last week, the way you be. And what do you do with this, right? How do you start to be? Tony Robbins calls it the state. A lot of teachers call it the state. And essentially, the shortcut version of it all is that you feel good. You decide to feel good no matter what. I've been playing with this a lot. State, right? We're taught that we have to work really hard. We have to go for it. We have to put in the extra hours. We have to do the extra credit. But actually, that's not the case. It is your state that will dictate how successful you are at any given moment. My audience is women mostly, and all pretty much 90% people of color. And I started thinking about, I'm like, well, I date a lot of white men. And so I'm like, some of these dudes aren't that joyful. You know, here it is, I'm learning manifestation and money, and to be prosperous, you have to be in the state that's a vibrational match to wealth. And I'm like, well, a lot of these people aren't, they're not joyful. Like, what? You know, they're always complaining about something. And then my spirit guides called attention to me is that if you've never been oppressed, your state is always going to just be naturally higher than those who have been. So it is our duty as women, as people of color, we must work on our state, right? We must turn away from the pain. Is the oppression real? Yes. But we must turn away from that so that we can align with the frequency of money. I heard a teacher recently say, money is a high vibration. We know this, right? And so we must be a high vibration to align with higher levels of earning. And so how do you do that? It's how you be, your state. It's what you believe. And so you have to consciously look at the beliefs that have been embedded in our consciousness that came with being born, the color we are, the race we are, the experiences we had. And we have to turn away from them. Yes, is it true on some level? Yes. But you can decide that it's not going to be true for you. You can decide that it's not going to be true for you. So this is where you got to work on your state. So you got to work on your beliefs that tell you you can't earn what you want to earn, doing work that you actually want to do, that is in alignment with your talents and your gifts. Remember we learned a couple of weeks ago, talents and gifts were given to us by God as currency. Okay? And so often, why abundance doesn't feel like it's for all is because of those limiting beliefs. And so we must do the work, just sit down with a piece of paper and say, what are all the beliefs? And everybody's different. I used to teach some time ago where there's a list of limiting beliefs. And I was thinking of including it in this sermon, in this program, and I realized everybody's got their own limiting beliefs around money. Wherever they came from, whether it came from great-great-grandma who used to hide dollars under the bed, or, you know, your uncle who would only go grocery shopping on Tuesday at noon when they had the half-off bins in the store. You got to sit down and look at what are my beliefs around money? What are my beliefs that tell me I can't earn what I want to earn? And it could very well be you're holding a belief that, oh, well, subconsciously holding a belief, oh, well, women don't earn that much money. Or people of color always earn 50% less. You must step out of that space. And when you're around conversations like that, you must choose not to have them. Yes, they're probably a study that can support anything. I'm going to tell you about one right now. But you have to decide that you are in charge of your state. You are in charge of what you believe is true for you. You are in charge of how far you get to go in this world. And that is our divine birthright. That's one thing across the board. We, you know, the patriarchy, the people in power can decide all this stuff. But ultimately, what God says is that we are all equal. And maybe our journeys are going to be different given what the hand we were dealt, but we are all equal under the eyes of God. So we have equal access to every resource God has given us. And one of those resources is money. And so you got to start working on your state. So how do you start working on your state? The thoughts that you think, the beliefs, go sit down, have that. What do I believe about money? What do I believe is possible for me? What is limiting me from having the level of wealth that I kind of think might be possible for me, right? I think sometimes we don't fully step into the desires in our heart because we have been programmed to think it's not possible. But if you have a $1 million dream, that desire is on your heart because God put it on your heart. And it is your job to fulfill that in this lifetime using your gifts and your talents. So sit down, look at those beliefs. Beliefs are important. And then look at what you're thinking. Are you thinking, oh, I hope it happens. Oh, I don't know if it's going to work. Oh, I could fail. Well, that is a state. Now, it's not that's not a state that creates prosperity. It's not a state that attracts abundance. It's not a state that leads to effortless wealth and abundance. So you got to let go of that. You know, one thing going back to my, you know, my one thing about white men, they can, you know, I've been dating, they can complain and complain, complain about their job, complain about this, complain about that. But when it comes to showing up and doing what they do, they choose to do things that they enjoy. From what I've seen, the men I've been around, they show up and they do what they know is right. And they don't expect anything less than what they know they are worthy and deserving of. And it's a beautiful lesson for us who've been told, oh, we got to take what we can get. Because it's not so much about being happy, happy, joy, joy all the time. It's about activating the vibration of the higher frequency. So what puts you in the higher frequencies is love, passion, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, peace. So you don't have to be perfect at this. You don't have to be Pollyanna. You know, it's just whatever you know makes you feel limitless, makes you feel unstoppable, makes you feel lucky, makes you feel like the world is yours, because it is. You have to embody that more and more and more. So it starts with, what are you thinking? Yeah, it's going to happen. The desire's on my heart, so of course it's possible for me. You're in charge of how you feel. I told you earlier, your thoughts dictate your feelings. So if you start to think thoughts that make you feel good, it gets a whole lot easier. But if you're thinking, oh, what if I fail? Oh, what if will people think? What if I waste money? Oh, what if it doesn't work? That doesn't make you feel good. It makes you feel scared. It makes you feel even more doubtful. It makes you feel worried. It makes you feel shame, humiliation. And I'm telling you, you don't have to do that to yourself. You can change the way you think. Of course it will happen. The desire's on my heart. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to put my energy into it. I'm going to hold the state that, of course, it's working out for me. The state of high frequency money manifestation. Yes, it's possible. Yeah, hold that. Be that. Feel that. Now, the trouble is, we usually try to base our state on the people that we are around. So it's very important that you spend a good chunk of your time working on your state. Because if you're trying to get pumped up from the people around you, it's probably not possible. We can look at it vibrationally and say, hey, they're vibrating probably at the frequency that you're at right now, right? That's how you're a match. And so if you're trying to raise your frequency, you can't force them to raise their frequency. So you've got to do this on your own. This is an inside job, and you got to take the time. So here's a study I'll share with you. I was listening to a program, and they were talking about basketball players. And they put them in three groups, and it may have been more, but I'm going to paraphrase this. But so one group of basketball players, they just practiced, physical practice. One group of basketball players, they did visualization for half the time and practiced half the time. And then there was another group that did visualization for 75% of the time and 25% physical practice. Interestingly, you know, when I heard this, I was like, oh, it's the group that did half-half. Yeah, totally, I get it. No, it's actually the group that performed better was the group that spent most of their time visualizing their success. That is how you work on your state, whether you do visualization, daydreaming, anything that puts you in the feeling of money. Anything that puts you in the frequency of your success. The more time you spend there, the more effective you will be. So here's the thing. I started talking about how we've been conditioned to work really hard. Now I hope you see that's a big myth. if you just did one little thing that was inspired by God, because you're in the frequency of feeling good, you're in the frequency of wealth, you're in the frequency of abundance, you're feeling joy, you're feeling free, you're believing it's going to happen, you know you're a success. If you stay in that space, you will must receive intuitive guidance as to what actions to take. You know, I've been in the intuition game for a long time. And there's a lot of misconceptions about what it is. Intuitive information is designed to tell you what to do, the actions you need to take. And being a person who takes a lot of action, just naturally, I like to be busy. I find and know that when I trust my intuition, I take way less action, way less action. And it's far more effective, meaning it produces the result that I want. Now, when I'm just running around like a chicken saying, I gotta do a whole bunch of guys, minimal results, if any. So really, work on your state so you can receive the intuitive wisdom that you need, so you know what actions to take, and know it's going to be a tiny action. It's not going to be a whole lot of work. It's going to be so easy. Many of you listening to this have probably manifested things many times. You've manifested things from this really hard push place. You've probably tried to manifest something from a really hard push place and it didn't work out. And you've probably manifested things and you were like, oh my God, I made a phone call and it all went away. I waited until I felt good. It was just, you know, one of those beautiful days. That's not accidental. That beautiful day state is what you must embody more and more and more and make it a natural way of being. Yes, we of color, we women must work harder at our states, right? But we do way less work. and then we have to deal with the guilt of, oh my God, I'm not working hard enough. Yeah, give that up. Give that up now. Who cares? It's your journey. If other people want to run around and spin their wheels, let them. That's their journey. But you get to do it in a way that feels right to you. You get to trust yourself. You get to spend your time reprogramming your mind so you believe that you can be a success. So you believe that abundance is your divine birthright. So some of the ways you can work on your state. Definitely like the basketball players visualizing. And as you visualize, you want to feel and you want to connect your senses to it. So if you go into a daydream or a visualization, say you're writing a book and you want that book to make the New York Times bestseller and you're doing your visualizations around it, get to go out of the way you visualize. As you do that, engage a sense. So maybe as you're in your state of visualizing, you smell the roses you get from your publisher because you just made the New York Times bestseller. Or you visualize hearing the voice of the New York Times editor calling you to say you made the list. Maybe you feel the soft material of the sofa or chair you're sitting on as you're listening and waiting for your call that you've made the list. See where we're going with this? So you engage a sense, and then that will anchor it in. You can visualize and daydream as much as you like, but you must pull it into your reality, right? If you are a person with a very active imagination, if you are a creator, maybe you write fiction or you write songs, I find that we're great at activating the state of visualization, the state of imagination, but we can't bring it into our real life, right? It's always something outside of us. And so it's imperative that as we visualize, we bring it into our bodies. We bring it into our lives. It looks like us. Now, if you're one who has used visualization or daydreaming or imagining as a way to escape your life, this is going to be a little bit harder practice for you. because you can't escape, right? If you really want to use the power of visualizing and imagining, you've got to be you, be who you are right now in this moment in your visualization. So that is your affirmation. I am good right now where I'm at. I am good right now where I'm at. Even if you don't feel like you're good. Even if you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, or your next payment, or whether the rent's going to be paid, you must start to tell yourself, you must start to believe, I am good right now, because you are. God's not looking down at you and saying, you're bad, and you're bad, and you're bad. No. God looks at all of us and says, I love you all. I love you all. But we are responsible for our own karma, and we are responsible for the law of cause and effect, right? So if we put something out there, we're going to get it back. But even in that, God doesn't look at us and say, oh, you're wrong and you're bad and I don't like you. No, he just encourages us to clean it up. So this is your opportunity to clean it up. Look at the beliefs you've been holding that have been creating an effect in your life that you don't like around money. Or look at the beliefs you've been holding about your ability to be the success you were put on this planet to be. And ask yourself, what have I been putting out that's not allowing me to live up to my fullest potential? And if you sit with it and you get really quiet, this is what's so wonderful about contemplation time. I want you all to start building contemplation time into your life, where you just sit. And maybe you might eventually go into a meditation or a ritual or some form of spiritual practice or self-work. But at first, you just sit and reflect. But it's not reflecting where you beat yourself up and tell yourself you're wrong. No. It's where you reflect and say, hey, look at this situation I'm in. What effect, right, the law of cause and effect. This is the effect. What cause created this? And that cause might be anything that vibrates, right? So it might be a belief. It might be a thought. It might be a feeling. It might be some words. It might be an action. Vibration. You ask yourself, what created this? And you don't do it from making yourself wrong. You don't do it from making yourself accountable to some Susie Orman-like guru. And we appreciate the wisdom that Susie offers us. We all have to do it our own way, right? In those moments of contemplation, you're just observing. You're seeing, okay, what's up with me? I have this idea. I didn't act on this idea. Why? What am I afraid of? What am I worried about? Why do I think that I'm not allowed to use my talents and gifts to be a success? And I'll tell you, so many of these beliefs have been passed down from generation, and I get it. I get it. You know, our parents' generations probably did have to ignore their love and passion so that they can take care of their families. I get it. But playing down is not responsible. We've decided that it is. Like, oh, I'm going to do this thing because I need money. And I'm not taking that away. You need to, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right? However way you need to do it. But you can do it from a place of, I am worthy and deserving. I am an equal among them all. God sees me, and all the universe is looking for is my vibration. And is my vibration a match to money? And the way my vibration becomes a match to money is staying completely open to it flowing in. And the way I stay open is by feeling good. The way I stay open is by choosing to tell myself a story where I know that no matter what, I will prosper. The way I stay open is taking action as I'm inspired. The way I stay open is staying in my zone of genius, staying in my passions, and using that to make a living. Abundance is really for all. And it starts with your state, and you can always change your state. Always. Listen to the affirmations. Listen to pray. Pray. Pray with a wide open heart. Do the meditation. Reprogram the mind. Tell a different story. Visualize, daydream. Go on the walks where you let yourself get centered and you believe that all is possible and you see the beauty of God. Work on your state, because that's the difference between you and somebody successful. They figured out a state of being that works for them, that aligns with the highest frequency that money sits in. That's it. Whatever it is. And you can listen to other people's stories. You can listen to success stories and inspirational moments. But let it just inspire you to act, but you can't do what somebody else did. You can't. There'll never be another Beyonce. There'll never be another Jesus. Each follows their guidance from within. Each uses their gifts and talents. So you can hear a testimonial. You can hear someone who made $10 million on something. But at the end of the day, just look at it and say, oh, what another example of all that is possible. And then you've got to go to work to figure out how you get from where you are to where you want to be. You pay attention to the desire. You pay attention to the yearnings on your heart. What's that thing you need to do? And then from there, you look at what part of me is saying I'm not allowed to do it. What part of me is telling me, no, it's not possible. What part of me is telling me that, no, not right now. And then all you have to do is flip that all over, because it's just a story, right? You don't even need to analyze it deeply. You just need to flip it all. You just say, now is my time. It's on my heart. It's possible for me. Of course it's going to be successful. It's not my job to even know where the money is going to exactly come from. I just know that I will hold the state of prosperity. I will hold the state of abundance. I will show up and I will take the appropriate action. And it will yield a beautiful and magnificent result. It's how you be. Your state is in your control. It is your most powerful tool. Use it. Use it. Use it. And everybody has to figure it out themselves. I wish I could say to you all, okay, well, if you listen to 6 hours of affirmations every week, you will be a success. If affirmations aren't your jam, don't do it, right? I find them highly effective, and they're wonderful to put on when you're doing chores, because then you can start to reprogram the subconscious mind. Maybe you're not into a meditation. It's not an excuse to not work on your state. Just find what you are into. Maybe yours is walking. Maybe yours is creating. And when you are in the state of creation and you're following your passion, oh my God, you are unstoppable. Stay there. And if the doubt and the fear start to creep up, you just say, wow, I'm still believing that old stuff. Let's just flip that around. Just flip that around. There's some tools that can help you. Maybe you want to do some emotional freedom technique where you're doing the tapping. Look that up, EFT, if that interests you. But pretty much you just have to decide that you're just going to be the wealthy woman, even before the physical manifestations of that wealth show up. Even before. Well, that's the only way they're going to show up, is that you activate that state and you take some action and then it'll show up, right? That's how this all works. So I told you I'm really good at taking action. What I have learned is I am not great at managing my state. And I have to devote a lot of time to that. But it's fun. And it makes me feel empowered that I can. Before I knew that there was this thing called energy, I felt like I was just kind of floating around. There was a sense that I knew that I was powerful and I knew I could create a result and I definitely did chase goals. But when I found out that I can change my reality by changing the way I think, it was one of the greatest moments of my life, that I could have what I wanted and that my desires were put on my heart by God. Oh my God, it got even more fun. That the only way something doesn't work out for me is because some part of me is holding the belief that it's not going to work out. Huh, that was amazing. But in that process, I realized I had to stop listening to my mother. I had to be mindful of who I spent time with. I had to be mindful of what I listened to. I had to be mindful of the conversations I was having about money. I had to wait to check my bank account to when I felt good. I had to acknowledge when I was feeling anxious checking my bank account. I had to be accountable to myself. Managing your state will take work, but it's good work, right? That's why I'm a coach. It's because I want to help people manage their state. Abundance is for all. Abundance is for all. It is for you. It is for me. It's for everyone. And all you have to do is find your unique state to create it. And you start with feeling good. You start with the joy. You start with the freedom. You start with the passion. You start with acknowledging your talent. You start by saying, yeah, I am right most of the time about myself, right? You stop judging yourself. You stop criticizing yourself. You stop staying in the state of jealousy. I don't mind jealousy. I think jealousy is good because it's a sign of what you really want. And if you are feeling any type of jealousy, just say to yourself, hey, this is a sign of something I want. I got to go and do some work on myself. Do you see it becomes less about what's outside of you? Completely 100%, it's not about what's outside of you. It's all about what's in you, right? And everything in your physical reality right now was put into place from the past, right? And so your PowerPoint is your present moment. So right now, if you just decided, I believe everything's going to work out in my favor. I'm not going to work super hard anymore. I'm going to work in alignment with my truth. I'm going to trust my intuition. I'm going to believe that abundance is available to me. I'm going to catch myself when I go into lack, fear, and scarcity. I'm going to catch myself when I've been watching too much news where they're talking about people hurting. And yeah, the reality is, it's all over, right? You know, I was walking somewhere today and I stumbled upon, you know, I'm always walking around and I stumble upon like a little tent community. And I was like, oh, wow. And I said, you know, I get that that is an experience in this world. And I send love and light and I send the angels. But I don't know their story and I don't know their karmas and I don't know what God has in store for them. I don't even want to get in the way of their blessing. So I'm not going to feel bad right now. I'm going to stay focused on what I know I can do. And maybe some of the good I do in this world will impact someone so they don't have to live that way if they don't want to. So you have to shift your perception of the world, right? Yeah, you have to shift your perception of the world and focus on you. Focus on loving you, respecting you, taking good care of you, honoring you, knowing what is right for you, trusting yourself, being in the frequency of money, which is really just a high vibrational state, which is joy, love, peace, happiness, spending more time in that space. And I was talking to a client, I said, you know, my spirit guides were like, you know, just tell her that feeling good is her faith, right? She was a woman of faith, and she had been a woman of faith most of her life. And I said, yeah, when you're feeling good, you are in faith, right? When you're feeling good, you're not thinking, oh, it's not going to work. Oh, God's not there for me. No, if you are playful and light and free and joyful and excited and pumped up, whatever that looks like for you. I realized recently I'm not a super excited person. I'm more of a peaceful person. That's my zone of power. I have to work at that every day, feeling a sense of peace, peace in my body, peace in my world, peace in my mind, because I know that peace, I'm going to paraphrase the Gandhi quote, that peace begins with me for my life, and you're in charge of your life. I know during times like we're in, it can feel as if we're not in control, that it's just we're being pushed around by life. But I believe that times like this show up so that we can find our truth, so that we can hold our foundation, so that we can rebuild what needs to be rebuilt within us. This is the time to start the business. This is the time to believe in yourself. This is the time to know that money is a renewable resource and is always on your side, and you will do good with that money. This is the time to go for it as you are inspired. I don't want you to go for something that doesn't feel like you. Go for the thing that really feels like you. And I'll tell you this, the world will show up and try to tell you how it's not possible. And you have to be strong enough in your faith. You have to feel good enough that you block that out. And I'll tell you this, faith is easier when you feel good, right? I know when I'm feeling good and somebody shows up and says some wacky thing to me, it's easy for me to swat it away, right? It's when I'm feeling bad that I start to question, like, oh my God, is this right? We all have to do it our own way. So great grandma maybe told you to do it this way, and your mom may have told you to do it this way, and your husband may have said to do it this way, but ultimately this decision comes from you. And that is also your point of power, is the what you decide for yourself. This is how you be. This is how you manage your state. This is how you become a wealthy woman. It all starts with you. It's not outside of you. It's not coming up with some invention and then going out and selling it. Woo, it makes lots of dollars. There are so many variables in that. Of course that would stress anybody out. But if you say, I'm going to work on my state. I'm going to believe that this is possible. I know it's going to work out. I'm not going to try to control it. I know God's got me. It's on my heart. It's on my heart. I know it to be true. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to show up. I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to have faith. I'm not going to try to control it. I'm just going to show up and trust God and trust God and trust God. Oh, that's how you get there. And then you can do it again and again and again and again. And it's not just some fluke that happened. You know the formula for becoming a wealthy woman over and over and over and over again. So figure out what brings you joy, what makes you feel passion. Decide you want to stay in this high vibrational state. When others try to creep in and ease in on your desires and ease in on how it needs to be done, you got to say, nope, nope, nope. And then when you are feeling scared, when you are feeling anxious, sit with yourself with compassion and ask, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling this way? Abundance is for all. Abundance is for all. It's how you be. It's your state. And it really is your natural state. It's becomes unnatural because we're trained, right? We're trained to not believe in our abundance. And you don't have to be perfect at this. I'm telling you. I had a therapist tell me once, she's like, you have a way of attracting a lot of affluent people. I do. I date very affluent men. And I know why, because God's like, study, girl, study. And as I study, they can bitch and scream and kick and, work is so hard. But they show up. They do great work. They believe in what they're up to. They don't sign up for things they don't want to do. They don't say no when it's, they don't say yes when it's a no. They spend money on things that matter to them, right? They're very frugal because they only spend on things that matter to them. Yeah, that's prosperity living. Kind people doing the best they can. And now it's time for us to step up, raise our frequency, believe in what we're up to, be passionate about what we're up to, spend money on the things that light us up, brings us joy, makes us happy, do things that make us happy. And we live in a world that's going to tell us, no, that's not possible for you. No, no, no. You can't. You cannot be a creative human and make a lot of money consistently and sustain yourself. And we all know that's just a big lie. We know that's a big lie, but we still buy into it. So let it go. Let it go. Know that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. Know that abundance is your natural state. You deserve to be the wealthy woman. You deserve to shine. Abundance is really for all. Take a deep breath. Work on your state. And I look forward to connecting with you again.